and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you're looking for a new way to view art, especially in the comfort of your own home, look no further than the LDS Church History Museum's website at history.lds.org/exhibit. You can view a new art exhibit called Behold My Beloved Son, which shows different depictions of the Savior visiting his people in the Americas. And we have the exhibit team lead in studio with us today, Stacy Lusk. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what was the purpose for this exhibit?
This exhibit is a part of a series of exhibits we've been doing in 2016. The purpose behind the exhibits are couple-fold. One, the Church History Department has a mission to collect, preserve, and share the history of the Church and the cultural legacies of the Church.
Mm-hmm.
But as the Church History Museum, we have a wonderful collection of artwork, but very limited physical space. So, one, having online exhibits allows us to share more of our artwork at any given time. And it also helps us have a distinct advantage of reach. There are so many members of the Church who are not going to make it to Salt Lake City
right.
to visit the museum.
Yeah.
So having online exhibits, especially with our online art exhibits, it allows members of the Church across the globe, as long as they have internet access, to be able to see some of the amazing artwork we have. And also this year, we've corresponded with the Church Sunday School curriculum. As we've been studying the Book of Mormon in Sunday School,
mm-hmm.
the art that we've been selecting for online exhibits this year is specifically tying into the Book of Mormon study. We're hoping to enrich the personal study of various members of the Church, and hopefully the timing of the releases of these online exhibits corresponds more or less with what we're studying in Sunday School.
That's really interesting. And I was looking through the exhibit a few days ago, and I thought it was interesting that it's broken up into three different sections. There's a section called I Am Jesus Christ, a section called One by One, and then Behold Your Little Ones. So why was the exhibit designed in this way?
Looking at the different artworks we have depicting Christ's majestic and merciful visit to the Americas, we were trying to figure out how to digest that as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And really his initial appearance, there's something very striking about that in the artwork. So we said, oh, look, these artworks really lend themselves well to telling that story of what did the people feel? What was his sentiments as he first came to the people? So room one, Christ actually physically appearing. And then as you read the Book of Mormon, 3rd Nephi really clarifies that Christ interacted one by one with the people. So the second room, we divide these sections up into what we call rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The second, showing some of that interaction, some of that blessing of the individuals, healing different individuals. And then I think one of the most memorable things from 3rd Nephi is Christ's interaction with the children themselves. And that's what led to the third room, was we had a couple of artworks that really demonstrated that.
And it's so creative to do it in that way. And I think you're right, it will be really digestible for viewers as they're looking at it. So what do you hope people feel and understand as they're viewing these different pieces of artwork at home?
As people visit this website and as they look at these online artworks, I hope what they take away from it is that the Book of Mormon truly is another testament of Jesus Christ. The other exhibits in this online series for 2016, although they've talked about the Book of Mormon, they've been various stories.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is specifically Christ. And that message of this is another testament of the Savior, I hope that's communicated clearly. And I hope as viewers see these artworks that they have an increased desire to know their Savior, to study about his life in both the Bible and the Book of Mormon, and to gain a greater understanding of who he was as their Savior and the feelings he has towards each of us.
And I think just seeing these physical interpretations of that miraculous event just really drives it home for people. And like you said, it can only inspire people to go and look and read and learn more about the Savior's life from the Bible and the Book of Mormon. And I think something I've always felt is that that visit that he made to the Americas in the Book of Mormon just further solidifies the witnesses in the Bible and further solidifies the witnesses of the prophets in the Book of Mormon as well. It shows that no one group of people is favored of the Lord above another, that he cares and is aware of everyone around the world. And I think that's something that Christians all over can appreciate. So again, thank you so much, Stacy, for being here and sharing your thoughts on this exhibit with us. And to view this beautiful online exhibit from the LDS Church History Museum, you can visit history.lds.org/exhibit. And again, this is a great way to view beautiful LDS religious artwork from the comfort of your home. If you are around the world and traveling and won't be able to make it to Salt Lake City, this is a wonderful resource for you and your family members and friends as well. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Sister Colleen Menlove, who is a previous LDS primary general president. And she said, "We need to know that having faith in the Savior and following him will help us receive peace in this troubled world." And we do live in a very troubled world today. So any avenue of peace that you can find to help ease that trouble is definitely worth pursuing. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.